Today, Kabu hears a voice from Sullivan's Gulch, a neighborhood in northeast Portland that's feeling the pressures of development that we see throughout the city. The name commemorates Timothy Sullivan, an early farmer in the area. Born in Ireland in 1805, Sullivan became a U.S. citizen in 1855 and took title to the land around 1863. Today, the densely populated neighborhood borders the Lloyd District on the west, Irvington and Grant Park on the north, Kearns on the south, and Hollywood on the east. If you travel I-84, you see the edge of this neighborhood. Yes, it's a gulch. Along I-84, there's the Max right-of-way on the north side, and north of that, some tents in an encampment on the steep bank, and lots of earth movement and new residential construction at the top of that steep embankment. And just over the embankment is the neighborhood. The voice we'll hear now speaks about the impact of development pressures on long-term residents of the Gulch, particularly on elderly residents, and their needs with respect to parking. We're speaking this afternoon with Ms. Roberta Large. Ms. Large is a resident of the Sullivan's Gulch neighborhood in Portland. Welcome to KABU, Ms. Large.
Thank you very much, Tom.
We understood you had some concerns about planning in your neighborhood.
Well, we have a major concern about the rezoning in all of northeast and southeast Portland. We find that it's very unfair to the people that live here already. We value having a neighborhood that's livable, that we can share with our neighbors, so when they come home from their hard, long day, they can park somewhere near their home. In inner northeast now, we have several small apartment complexes that have their own parking space so that they can exist here and offer parking to the people who rent there. But now they've gone crazy and they're building thousands of apartments with no parking. They think it's very smart. But I consider it cruel to put it, they're going to build 86 apartments on 25th and Sandy with 17 parking places. And they're going to designate that to school teachers and such. But I think it's cruel to only give 17 parking places to 86 apartments, because normally you would have visitors, and some people have a couple of cars in an apartment. So every apartment that now has hundreds of more people needs somewhere to park. So it's not true people don't drive, and it's not true everybody takes transportation, and it's not true everybody rides their bike in Northeast just because the Planning and Sustainability Committee says so.
Do you feel that the new policies are hitting the elderly folks the hardest?
They are in many ways, because a lot of people can't park a mile and a half from their home in the dark and get home safely. And I know it's a consideration for many people, because I've talked to hundreds of people, and some people are disabled. So it really does hurt seniors. And also, when people go visiting, like grandma goes to babysit the kids, she'll need to park somewhere. It all goes back to, excuse my language, a very stupid plan that's based on a lie that says nobody drives, everybody takes public transportation, walks and rides their bike. But they're lying to the people, like that this is true, and they're planning for 2035. But I don't believe, unless all of the people on the Planning and Sustainability Committee and PDOT and ODOT and everybody who signed off on this rezoning, including Governor Brown, I don't think unless they all give up their cars and never drive again in Portland, that they always walk, ride their bike, and take public transportation, unless they can show us how it's done, regardless of where they live, it's never going to happen. A lot of people didn't choose to live like that. We've lived here for decades before they made this stupid plan trying to take away parking.
It's my understanding that you could buy a parking space on the street. Is that right? And what would that cost if you could?
Well, this was over a year ago. I heard it would cost $200, because in neighborhoods where they've overbuilt and overgrown and not provided parking, they're telling us people we can pay $200 a month to find somewhere in this couple of mile radius to park. But they say they won't oversell the parking, but I don't trust that.
You have a neighborhood association there, Ms. Large. Have you voiced this concern to them, and have they voiced it to the city?
Yes. Many associations have. I think we've all been too nice, because from what I understand, something happened with this rezoning where all of the protests from all of the neighborhoods never got to the city council. It's not just about the individual that they take the max only to work and back. people have lifestyles. They have children. They go pick them up at school with their wet hair after football practice in the rain and after swim meet. And it's not a normal lifestyle to think your kid's going to come home on the max at 8 o'clock from 10 miles away from practice. It's very inconsiderate. It's very cruel to the people who live in Portland. It's dominating, just basically total disregard for the people that live here and total disregard for seniors.
In your view, what will be the impact of this policy on your neighborhood?
Already, other neighborhoods have been destroyed. I know Division is very bad. Belmont, they're destroying Sandy, North Overlook. I heard Ladd's Addition. All the people that live here, some people have driveways. They might allow their neighbors to park, but it's becoming a serious problem on these horse and buggy streets that are too narrow. You can't get in and out of your driveway anyway, the way people park too close. I am afraid that it's the frustration I see could lead to more serious problems with people being so angry about the parking. I saw that they put bike poles and a bike lane over here where they're building 162-unit condo, and the next day all of the poles in the road were pulled out. They tore out two houses, and they're putting a 162-unit condominium right on the edge of the freeway on 21st and Multnomah, right up from Lloyd Center. They haven't even okayed their driveway or them having access to it by street, but now they're going to have to. They're going to have to sign off on a really bad plan for a really bad place to have a really bad access to a driveway that's going to tie up traffic and make a nightmare out of things. But the fact is people drive in this town. They always have and they always will. So it's not a realistic plan, the 2035 planning and sustainability. I don't think that they've really checked with most people. There's something wrong in this city, and they're destroying it. The plan that they have now isn't working, but it's not everybody's choice to ride the MAX or take public transportation, or some people are not able to.
Could the parking pressures force elderly folks to leave the city?
Well, that's what's going on. They're tearing down houses and putting two or three houses. One woman said, I had a private backyard, and now they've put two skinny houses. They're so close you can't walk between them, that overlook her backyard. So she has no privacy anymore. Portland is a place where we've had some space, some livability. They're literally crushing the life out of and choking the life out of Portland.
KABU recognizes that parking is a complex subject, where plans have to balance the needs of new and old residents against objectives to achieve greater housing density and use streets for maximum benefit. However, one unintended effect of the city's planning efforts may be to make neighborhoods less attractive to long-term residents and further force the elderly population out of the urban setting. Something's not working in that equation. For KABU News, this is Tom Flynn.